Hey there, fellow humans. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. Now, I know what you're thinking, Stoicism. Isn't that like super serious ancient philosophy for monks who live in caves? And honestly, there's some truth to that. But stick with me because we're taking the best parts of Stoicism and making it totally practical for your everyday life. Because let's face it, life can get pretty wild sometimes. There are deadlines, bells, social media, and constantly comparing ourselves to everyone else. It's like living in a never-ending highlight reel, and it's easy to feel inadequate, envious, or just plain down about our own journey. But guess what? Stoicism offers some amazing tools to help us manage those feelings of comparison and envy. So, buckle up, because today we're diving into how to keep your head above water in a world that constantly wants you to compare yourself to everyone else. Firstly, remember this comparing yourself is like comparing apples and oranges. You're different people with unique experiences, strengths, and weaknesses. It's like trying to measure your happiness against someone else's Instagram feed. Focus on your own path, your own goals, and celebrate your own victories, big or small. Secondly, envy is a sneaky little monster. It can whisper doubts in your ear, making you question your worth and achievements. But here's the deal. Envy doesn't serve you. Instead of getting caught up in what others have, try shifting your focus to gratitude for what you already possess. What are you thankful for? What talents or skills do you have that others might envy? Thirdly, control what you can and let go of what you can't. You can't control other people's actions or possessions, but you can control your own thoughts and reactions. When those envious feelings creep in, acknowledge them, then consciously choose to shift your focus to something more positive and empowering. Fourthly, remember that everyone struggles. Behind all the curated online personas, everyone is dealing with their own set of challenges. It's easy to forget that when we're comparing ourselves to perfect-looking profiles on social media, but trust me, no one has it all figured out. Instead of looking at others as competition, see them as fellow travelers on this journey called life. And finally, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. Let me tell you a story that really hit home for me recently. I was scrolling through social media, checking out all these perfect lives, vacations, amazing meals, career milestones. And suddenly, I felt this pang of envy comparing my own progress to theirs. I remember thinking, why can't I have that? Why am I not as successful? Then I stopped, took a deep breath, and reminded myself, everyone's journey is different. What looks amazing on Instagram might not be the whole story. Instead of dwelling on envy, I shifted my focus to gratitude for what I have, my loving family, supportive friends, and the opportunity to create something meaningful with this podcast. It was a reminder that true happiness comes from within, not from comparing ourselves to others. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you manage comparison and envy in your daily life. Remember to focus on your own path, practice gratitude, control what you can, remember everyone's struggles, and treat yourself with kindness. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that work for you when those envious feelings creep in? Share your thoughts, stories, and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and encouragement where we can all learn and grow together. And remember, keep striving to be the best version of yourselves, not the best version someone else wants you to be. Until next time, keep being awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.